Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, for ever.
He becometh poor that dealeth with a slack hand, but the hand of the diligent maketh rich. Excellent speech becometh not a fool, much less to lying lips a prince. A man void of understanding striketh hands, and becometh surety in the presence of his friend. For out of prison he cometh to reign, whereas also he that is born in his kingdom becometh poor.
And Jesus answering said unto him, Suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him.
He also that received seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, and the care of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, choke the word, and he becometh unfruitful. Which indeed is the least of all seeds, but when it is grown, it is the greatest among herbs, and becometh a tree, so that the birds of the air come and lodge in the branches thereof.
The cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lusts of other things entering in, choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful. But when it is sown, it groweth up, and becometh greater than all herbs, and shooteth out great branches, so that the fowls of the air may lodge under the shadow of it.
That ye receive her in the Lord as becometh saints, and that ye assist her in whatsoever business she hath need of you. For she hath been a succorer of many, and of myself also.
But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh saints. Only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you, or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that ye stand fast in one spirit with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel, but which becometh women professing godliness with good works. The aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things,